You are now listening to the Reminder Remedy podcast with Alina Conley, reminding you that everything you need is everything you got to flourish exactly where you are. We believe the world needs happier women, so we provide tools, tips, and life hacks based on the research of positive psychology. This helps you rediscover your strengths while increasing your overall happiness and productivity so that you can take action today. When women flourish, everybody wins. Let's get into today's episode. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to season 3 of the Reminder Remedy podcast. It is your girl, Alina Conley. And today we are going to be talking about slowing down to speed up. So last week I announced that I have officially launched my new business, the Reminder Remedy Company, which is a positive psychology-based coaching practice. That's the formal name. And for those of you all that are brand new, you are tuning in to a podcast that's been around for maybe about 2.5 years. And I just fell in love with the name, The Reminder Remedy. For many of you all who were able to listen to one of the early episodes around this methodology that I created, you'll know the history of this name. But I decided to take that entire brand and go out and birth a whole business in 2020 called the Reminder Remedy Company. So hopefully you were able to catch all of the exciting launch announcements last week. But before we get into that and talk a little bit more about what you can expect from me and the company and how we can partner together as we close out this year, let's catch up because I feel like it has been a long time. I mean, it really has been. I think that the last time I recorded a solo episode was literally a year ago, October 2019. Does 2020 even really count though? Because I literally remember March and that's it. And I woke up and here we are and it's October. So how has life been? Like many of you all, 2020 has been an interesting year. It has been a year that I think probably defines slowing down to speed up because so many of us had to look at our lives and figure out where do we go from here. So March 2020, I'm living my best life. I'm out in Morocco with my Lion sisters having a grand old time. I think simultaneously, my mom was in Dubai, living her best life. And what's so funny is that she had a few colleagues that decided to not go on the trip because of the corona scare. And we were having a conversation like, we are more likely to get hit by a car than to catch corona. It's barely any cases in Atlanta. It's no cases in Dubai. It's no cases in Morocco. We're good. And whoa, when we got back, the world was flipped upside down. I came back from Morocco. Within a few days, I started feeling symptoms. And at the time, there was no testing available. But if I had to guess in that moment, I knew that I was experiencing some COVID symptoms. And so we quarantined for about 14 days. 14 days I got back from Morocco and was away from my children, my husband. So that was almost 21 days of no contact with my family because I had been gone out of town for about 7 days. Next thing I know, I look up, y'all. I done stepped out of quarantine. I told my husband I just need a hug. I got a hug and came out with a whole fourth child in my belly. That's right. That story could probably get a lot more entertaining for you. And I'll share the conception story with y'all during the birthing story in a couple of weeks. But I am expecting my fourth child. And what is hilarious about this is that we have another December boy on the way. This baby, number four, is due literally on the same day that Parker, my first and my oldest, was due, which is December 12th. And so we're taking all bets and bids on when this baby is going to come. Creed came 2 weeks early. So if that's the case this time around, it'll be right around Thanksgiving. If not, we're going to be seeing if we're going to have another boy that's going to be the same week as the other two. So what is interesting and hilarious, and why I think that, you know, God is so humorous and so intentional in his plans, was that I actually found out that I was expecting the day that I finished my coaching certification. So I shared with you all a couple of months back that I decided to take a leap of faith and go out and become official. For many of you all, you know that I have been coaching for several years, either in the corporate or entrepreneurial space, working with small business owners, entrepreneurs, working with people to help them get unstuck. And I really wanted to be able to take those things that felt very natural and felt very much like I was in flow when I was doing them, and overlay them with a little credibility, get a little bit more of a formal training. And so I decided to go and get my certification. So shout out to everybody who is taking 2020 as an opportunity to slow down, figure out what it is that we know we are called to do, and go out and do it so that we can go and serve. And that's exactly what I did. So I found it very ironic that the day that I decided, okay, this is how my life is going to look. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get the certification. I'm going to go and be a coach and, you know, just see where it goes, that God said, okay, I'm going to give you that blessing, but now I'm going to also throw in a whole nother baby and you figure that out too. But it was something about that moment with me having just experienced a program that just so authentically aligned with what I knew I was called to do, that even with something so unexpected as a fourth child, I felt such peace. I felt like if I can experience what I just experienced in this last several days of aggressively training in something that I know is my purpose, then everything else will fall in place as well. And so that was my journey. The rest of 2020 really looked just like the rest of you all's. Quarantining, homeschooling, love, loss. You know, we had friends who had babies. We lost some really, really good friends this year, like many of you all. And the emotions were just a roller coaster. And if there was anything that I personally learned about us as humans this year, is that we are resilient. We are resilient, and resilience comes naturally to us. But I also took this as an opportunity personally to identify how I could cultivate resilience a bit more. How do you manage being in a global pandemic, becoming numb to the pain that you're watching on TV every single day, while being compassionate towards your kids who are in totally different environments, away from their friends, having to learn digitally? How do you show patience towards your partners? How do you show self-compassion when you just don't want to be touched by another kid or clean another nose? And how do you show up in a positive space when you have to cook five times a day, clean those sticky floors several times a day, and then find time for intimacy? Come on, somebody. It is hard. And so when I think about the skills that I wanted to leave out of this year, is how do I take a season as unpredictable and as crazy as 2020 and make it one of the best years of my life? How do I cultivate the skills of resilience to still create a flourishing life in a crazy season? And from there, I was able to lean into all of the things that I had been learning for the past 7 months around the space of positive psychology. And I'm gonna get a little bit more into that. But I wanted to use this year, and I'm sure many of you all feel this way as well, to not let this break me, right? Because there were so many reasons why we could just give up. But there were also so many opportunities for us to just get still, for us to slow down, for us to turn down the world and silence our space to figure out when it's all gone, when we don't have to get dressed every day, when we don't have to show up for work in person every day, when we don't have to go out and be here and there, who are we at our core? And for many of us, that has been a painful experience because we realize that who we are is not actually aligning with the things that we are having to do every day in our current life, and we're ready for something new. So back in the end of 2019, I started kind of digging around, just trying to understand, you know, what is it that makes life worth living? And I came across this field of positive psychology. And so if you joined me last week on my Instagram lives, or you've, you know, started following us on the Reminder Remedy Instagram page, I've dabbled into this and gotten you all excited about it. But I first started learning from the founding father, one of the early founding fathers of this space, Martin Seligman, in an online course. And I fell in love with this space because I resonated with the mission. So back in 98, Marty basically said, hey, and at the time he was the president of the American Association of Psychologists. And he said, you know, from this day, we need to go beyond trying to figure out how to fix people. The space of mental health or mental disorders has always been about what's wrong with somebody. How do we get them back to neutral? How do we go back and allow them to heal from trauma? But although we have thousands of studies and all of this research on how to help people get back to neutral, and we're prescribing all of these temporary fixes, even if they are fortunate enough to get back to neutral, where do they go from there? Because we know that even if you've experienced anxiety or depression or a setback and you come out of it, right? You've gone to your therapy sessions. You're like, okay, great. I've worked through that. I'm feeling like I can move forward. That you then feel like, but where do I go from here, right? What does north of neutral look like? What does a flourishing life look like? And that is what the space of positive psychology is all about. It is about helping people create a life that goes beyond just being okay to actually showing up and living what Martin Seligman refers to as the good life. So it talks about what's right about people. Many of the assessments and the scientific research helps us identify the strengths and the values of people and how we can hold on to those and cultivate those more to live more authentic lives, or what he refers to as authentic happiness. And what I like best, y'all, because y'all know that I am a worksheet, tool, downloadable, printable, whatever you want to call it, girl. And the field of positive psychology offers scientific-based tools called positive psychology interventions, okay? So what this looks like is there are tons of people that go out, they do research, they pull together all of these things on human flourishing, what makes some people resilient, what makes somebody, two people in the same situation, one person still thrive and the other sink into depression, what makes some people naturally happy. And from the research, they then create tools. So this science is also all about application. It's not just about research and figuring out what we think is wrong or what we even think is right. It's also about how do we apply that to everyday living? How do we turn this into things that people can apply at the educational level for students, in the organizational level for employees, And on a personal level, from day to day, when it comes to helping people make progress towards happiness, right? And when we think of the word happiness, we immediately are just like, well, that doesn't feel healthy. Who is really happy all the time? How can you be in 2020, a whole pandemic, happy all the time? And what I love about this space, guys, is that this is not a happyology. This is not about faking the funk and being happy all the time. This is about the permission to be human, the permission to feel, the permission to be able to say, I don't feel well today. And knowing how to channel that and experience that to then use that to catapult yourself into recognizing your most humane feelings and then knowing what that experience is like compared to when you can be at your best and using that to help you get to your best. So I have just been all in it. Okay. So 2020, not only did I go and get formally trained on some coaching practices, I also joined an incredible community from a company called the Flourishing Center out of New York, which really just focuses even more on this space of positive psychology. So as you can see, I'm getting real wound up. If you could see my arsenal, right, as a positive psychology practitioner, the goal is to have a toolbox of things that people can use in every situation to go and be great. And to, if I could just give you a peek of what I have for you guys, if you have the opportunity to partner with us in the future, or if you continue listening to this podcast, you would just hug me because it is some yummy, yummy stuff. You know, when I think about circa 2017, 2018, if you've been around, you know that was the time that I originally started creating my process, which then became the Getting Unstuck Guide, my very first tool that I brought to you all. I was creating personal development tools because I realized that after all the planners, all of the seminars, all of the things, while they all were able to help me for a moment in time, the maintenance on feeling like I really had a system for helping me build resilience, helping me building well-being, helping me to create flourishing relationships with my kids, with my husband, with my family and friends, it was all short-lived. And the only way that I was going to be able to find something that would really work and last was that I was going to have to make it custom for me. So this was really how I built the foundation or the premise of what we offer at the Reminder Remedy Company, offering customized coaching solutions. So this means, you know, when you go and you join a course or a program, or even if you read a book to some degree, it's still limited in terms of how it can have an impact on you because it doesn't take into account where you are, how you're currently feeling, what you're dealing with in your current season. And it's not allowing you to synthesize those inputs to develop an output, which would be whatever that intervention is or the exercises are for you to actually show up in the best way. And so I decided that I wanted to kind of overlay my own custom professional personal development products that I had been using on myself and build it into a model where people could kind of take that same process. So I want to talk to you a little bit about what coaching is. And I am going to have an amazing guest. One of my coaches is going to join me next week. So make sure you set your clocks for next Tuesday. And she's going to really dig deeper into this. What is coaching? Who is right for coaching? And why she personally feels like everybody needs one. But I wanted to just reiterate for those of you all that may have missed some of the social media lives last week around what is it? Because this is a term that has been thrown out there. I'm a coach. I'm a business coach. I'm a small business coach. I'm a health coach. I'm a wellness coach. But for me, in my particular field and the service that we offer, the area of coaching or a certified coach is someone that is really helping you to get where you want to be. So from where you are to where you want to be. One of the things about coaching is that it's very action oriented, and it's also very much led by the individual. And so if you have been tuning into the podcast, you know, I always say everything you need is everything you got. Okay. And with that, I was able to really resonate with what the role of the coach is, because as a coach, I believe that everything that is within you is all that you need. And in each session, you realize that through powerful questioning, through our interaction, that most of the tools that you need, most of the strategies that you need are already there. And it's almost like you just need a guide. And when you work with a coach, they are very focused on figuring out how to best serve you so that you can serve yourself. And the reason is because with a coach, this is not prescriptive, like, you know, perhaps therapy or prescriptions in the way that you have to keep coming back. The goal of every coach is to get their client to a place where they no longer need them, where you can sustain this resilience or this happiness or this type of lifestyle that you're seeking through not only recognizing the things that you value, your strengths, what you can lean into more, but also by having these tools that you can use and audit on and on and on to then go on and put them over new sets of goals or in new relationships. So one of the biggest things that people ask is like, oh, well, what is the difference between coaching and counseling or therapy? And the best way to answer that is that when you're thinking about your therapy sessions or working with a counselor, typically the goal of those sessions is for you to revisit the past, to heal from past traumas. You want to talk about, you know, perhaps setbacks that you've dealt with, grievances, deaths, breakups. You want to be able to get yourself from zero to neutral. When you are seeing a therapist, for the most part, in the beginning, you are trying to get yourself into a healthy space. Now, from there, most therapists will oftentimes then tell you to bring on a coach, because a coach is what's going to take you from north of neutral, in the sense of saying, okay, we're in a healthy space, you've healed some past traumas, and you'll be able to move forward on new actions without certain things holding you back. It is very common for people to be in both counseling and coaching at the same time. I have a client that I tell all the time, as a mom of four, there's three things you need: Jesus, a therapist, and a coach at all times. And trying to do life without that just makes no sense. And so I think that the biggest thing that I try to make sure people understand when working with me is that if there are still traumas or things that will prevent you from taking action on the goals that we're trying to meet in our coaching sessions, I will upfront say, hey, I think that there is still an opportunity for you to go and see a counselor, because if we keep revisiting some things that are preventing you from moving forward, you are not going to get the most benefit out of our sessions together. And so early on in the process, the coaches will typically let you know if you're in a place where you need to seek additional therapy before hiring a coach solely. And if you already have one, great. Another question I get is, what is the difference between coaching and consulting? And so I think that this is probably most prevalent in the sense of what people expect a coach to be. When people first come to me, they almost are like, oh, well, Alina, I'm just so excited to work with you because I know you're going to give me a ton of ideas and you're going to be so creative. And I'm just like, girl, yeah. Because what is so funny about that is that while we think that we need someone else to come in and tell us how to run our businesses, how to build this, how to show up in our lives, as a coach, I already know that you know more of what you need than I do. And I am going to be the one to show you how to find those answers versus giving them to you. Whereas a consultant, you are paying a consultant to essentially give you solutions, give you recommendations, and sometimes even execute on those recommendations, which is very different from what you would experience in coaching. Coaching is very much about you taking ownership of your actions, you know, coming back to each session prepared to move forward or to talk about whatever we're working on. And so it's slightly different. So I wanted to make sure that people understood that, because I know that it can just be this very vague term when it comes to a coaching client relationship. And so at The Reminder Remedy, we offer a very unique style of coaching, because what I've done is I've taken three different ways that people can receive coaching, and I've overlaid it with these positive psychology interventions and the research of positive psychology that I have just found invaluable. So at The Reminder Remedy, you can get one-on-one coaching. So that's your more traditional experiences that you've probably heard of, where you would work directly with me. Typically, we're working together anywhere from 3 to 6 months. This is the most intimate process that you can experience. And it's something that I highly recommend, especially if you know that you have a specific goal that you're trying to attain, if there's a specific action that you're trying to take in your personal life when it comes to discovering yourselves, your strengths, your unique abilities to move forward. Maybe you just had a milestone birthday in the middle of a pandemic and you're like, where do I go from here? I have all of these ideas. I don't know where to start. I have all of these feelings about the meaning of life, but I don't know my purpose. The one-on-one opportunity is where you really, really get to explore where you are and where you're going. And I overlay that with a ton of assessments in the beginning. And so I love the way that we offer, and I'm saying we as if there's more employees. It's really just me. This is all me. And that's probably the most exciting part about this opportunity, is that everything that I have done, I have been knee deep in and learning through just interacting with hundreds of people over the last year. And so with one-on-one, I'm able to have you come in, take several assessments so that we can truly identify where you are. If you listen to my Embracing Evolution episode, if you haven't listened to it, go check it out. If you go to thereminderremedy.com/podcast, it's in the featured list. It's probably one of my most listened to episodes. But in Embracing Evolution, I talk about these misalignments that cause us to feel stuck. I talk about how when we do not audit our current reality to see if we still feel good about what we do day to day in that particular season, and if we don't check for misalignments, we could just be going through life every day wondering why we feel groggy, wondering why we feel like something is missing. And it's typically because there's something that maybe you enjoyed in a previous season of your life that's no longer serving you. Or maybe there's something that you want more of in this season. Maybe you want more time with family. Maybe you want more time to read books. Maybe you want more time to do absolutely nothing. And the way that you show up every day in terms of your busyness, your health, your interactions do not align with that. It's typically when people start to feel like, okay, I know that something is there. I'm just not able to pinpoint it. And before, you know, I would have to go through just a series of questions and, well, what do you do when you do this? You know, how do you attack that to get to the answer? But now, guys, I have some of the most powerful assessments that not only give you a mirror up to your face to say this is how you're feeling in this season, but it also gives you a perspective on where you can go from here. And it's that clarity. And that typically can happen in 1 to 2 sessions that I think has allowed so many of my clients to say, oh, let's go. You know, like so many people after the first session, you'll even see on the reviews, is that after session one, there was no turning back. Okay. So we then use that to propel what comes next based on what it is that you want to achieve. So whatever goals you want to achieve in the timeline that you want to achieve it, we kind of agree per session what we're going to focus on. And I provide the tools to do that based on what it is that you have said you want to lean into a little bit more. So that's the one-on-one coaching experience. Then we offer the group coaching experience. And this to me is really unique in its own way. And I like to call it, like, you know, the training wheels version of coaching, because when it's one-on-one, it's very aggressive, you know, it's very much accountability, no hiding behind Zoom, right? But with group coaching, it's a little more relaxed in the sense of every session, someone else is kind of put on the hot seat and everybody gets to rotate. But what you experience from group coaching is that listening to someone else get coached, it's almost just as beneficial for you, but you get the benefit of just kind of absorbing it a little bit more. So I love group coaching sessions personally. I'm involved in group coaching sessions twice a week right now. And I have one-on-one sessions. Yes, your girl has multiple coaches, because I can't even tell you how much it's propelled me as a on a personal level, as well as just in my business, as you've probably realized by now. But group coaching allows you to connect with others, see how others are thinking, and it also helps you to get those ideas generating on what you could be doing for yourself. I like this setting because, especially when it comes to the investment of coaching, it allows people to really just test drive it, you know, before they decide if they want to fully invest in one-on-one coaching, which is the most intimate experience. Typically with group coaching, we are pulling together people who have similar goals, similar lifestyles, work in similar synergy so that it makes sense for the group. And typically that happens, either in a 6-week period or a 12-week period, depending on the size of the group. And then lastly, and probably what I'm most excited about, is our self-coaching opportunity. And this is not necessarily self-coaching in the sense of you don't work with me, you don't have a guide, but this allows you to really have a space for ongoing coaching. When it comes to individual coaching and group coaching, it's all, you know, at max, most of the time, 6 months before you take a break and maybe recalibrate and come back. But with self-coaching, it's all about being able to say, this is how I can come in and utilize these tools, these conversations, what these thought leaders are saying, to then go and apply them to my life. Do I recommend people get coaches in addition to their self-coaching? Absolutely. But I also think that self-coaching becomes the maintenance period for people even after they've worked with the coach. I also think it's a great jump start for people who are not ready to invest in coaching, but want to start building up their action and accountability for themselves. So our self-coaching platform will come in the form of a community and a membership community that people can join. And every single month, we come in and use a positive psychology model to focus on a particular area. So within positive psychology, we believe that there are 6 things that contribute to a flourishing life. And you've probably heard me talk about this, but I'm going to repeat it again because it's so good. And it's the PERMA-V model. And so this basically says that if you are able to look at these 6 areas of your life and figure out how to balance them in a way that's unique and unique to you based on how you value certain things, not just having one area fulfilled, but all of them in some capacity, it will lead to a flourishing life, a happy life, a good life of well-being. So the P in PERMA-V stands for positive emotion. This is all about cultivating positive energy, gratitude, forward thinking, positive emotion. The second is engagement. The E is for engagement, which also means flow. So this is thinking about how often are you experiencing times where you lose track of time, where you don't really think about what you're doing because you're so engaged in your work, you're so engaged in a conversation. Studies have shown that when we can increase levels of flow in our life on a regular basis, we increase overall well-being. The R is relationships. And if you took my cheat codes class or course last year, you know that I have a course called Relationships Are the Secret Sauce. And more than anything, we've probably seen that this year, as we've all been taken away from our relationships physically, that when it comes to building flourishing relationships, humans need deep connectivity. And this talks about how to build quality conversations, deep connecting relationships, love languages, forgiveness, all of those type of things are what falls into the space of relationships. The M stands for meaning, okay? Meaning and purpose. So this is probably, if not the number one, the number two thing that people come to me for is I need to understand my purpose in life. I need meaning. You know, Frankl, who is a psychologist who wrote the book Man's Search for Meaning, really talks about how we go our entire lives trying to figure out why we are here or what this all means. And when we can solidify it in some way, we find so much more life satisfaction because we're able to live our life aligned with that. So the M in PermaV, if y'all know me, y'all know that's probably my favorite area because it's just so powerful when you can wake up knowing who you are, what you're called to do, and how you go about doing that. So that's the M in PERMA. And then the A is for achievement. And this is definitely the number one reason why people come because achievement is all about goal setting. It's about you knowing that you're contributing in a way to society where you can say, hey, I'm successful. And for many of us, this is the only thing that we have strived for the last, you know, 20 years of our life. And so what I like about the achievement interventions when it comes to this space is that it goes beyond the things that we have been taught around goal setting. It thinks about concepts like hedonic adaptation, which is where, you know, we have something good or we do something good. And then all of a sudden the feeling from it just ain't hitting no more, right? We get used to things very easily, which is why we tend to slip off our diets or slip off our habits. And so it takes in all of these things that impact our abilities to have sustainable achievement and goal setting and actually goal meeting. And I'm really, really excited to talk more about that. And I'll be doing some more things around achievement because I know that that's what y'all want. Like when I did my survey a couple of months ago, probably 90% of you all were like, listen, I'm trying to figure out how to make more money, how to start my business, and how to hit these goals. And so definitely using some of these positive psychology interventions on not only figuring out what the goals are, but hitting them, sustaining them, all right, and really finding joy in them. And then lastly is the V. And the V was actually added on to the PERMA model that was originally created by Martin Seligman. And this stands for vitality. And this is this was brought to the space by Amelia, who is the founder of the Flourishing Center, who I learned under. Y'all, she is a beast. If she's listening right now, if y'all know her, tell her we're going to get her on this show because I just need y'all to hear from my girl because she is absolutely amazing. Okay. But she said, hey, some of these things that we're talking about in this PERMA model, I can literally get people to experience through a yoga session. I can help them to show up more engaged and in flow and have more meaning through breath work. You know, if they get a little bit more sleep, they'll be more productive. And so she thought there's no way we can have this model without bringing in these areas of vitality that really allow us to replenish a body that's constantly being depleted by our environment. And so I have really, really loved what I've learned around vitality, because for me personally, those were the things that made the biggest difference in how I showed up. It's almost impossible for me to get good sleep most nights. But when I learned more and more about how much sleep was contributing to my overall mood, my weight maintenance, hair growth, skin, it was like, okay, we gotta figure out how to sleep better. You know, I gotta figure out how to get into nature more and to experience these things that are gonna allow me to show up in a way that I know that I could be. And so I love all of the concepts in that area. And so in our community, that is where we build in all of our topics, is I'll basically come to the community and say, okay, what do we want to focus on this month? Do we want to talk about positive emotions? Do we feel like we need to have a grateful heart this season? Or do we think that we're in a season where we need to do a good sleep challenge? Do we need to recalibrate on how many Z's we're getting at night? And in the community, I'll bring coaching tools and workshops for you all to come in, learn these concepts and these tips and tricks and life hacks, essentially, and go out and do them on your own. And then if you need to lean in a little bit more through group coaching or one-on-ones, you have the opportunity to do that. And so our flourishing membership will be available in the coming weeks. We are just working on the back end of it right now. But I am most excited about that because I know that that is going to really give everybody a true taste of not just coaching, but of these PPIs, these positive psychology interventions that you're going to get tired of hearing me talking about because I am obsessed. Okay. So there you have it. That is the catch up, y'all. 2020 for me has been about slowing down to speed up. And as you can see, I am all the way sped up. I am 30 weeks pregnant and I'm feeling great. I'm feeling very inspired by life. I'm meeting so many amazing people. I'm positioning myself to be around people who are on that same wavelength. I'm also trying to cultivate existing relationships in my life to make sure that in this season where we're all just kind of stuck, that I'm still connecting with people, which is probably the most important thing. Speaking of connections, I think that what I've always, quote unquote, preached about is being able to connect with oneself. So we always hear, you know, you got to fill your cup before you go and pour into somebody else's cup. And on that same vein, if we are unable to really understand who we are, how we want to show up as individuals, it becomes a challenge to show up wholly for others. We can try and try and try, but if we have not done the work of self-discovery and understanding who we are in this season and what we value right now and how we can pull from our innate strength to show up as that person, it will constantly feel like an uphill battle. So I am actually going to be doing a workshop called Rediscovering You. It's going to be on October 24th as of now. I don't expect anything to change. It's going to be a short 2-hour workshop, but it really is going to be the starting place for a lot of the stuff that I want to bring to you all in this process, because I know based on my interaction with you, based on my own journey, that it all starts with being able to hold that mirror up and have a conversation that you didn't even know you needed. I was reading some feedback from a client the other day, and she said, I had no idea that this was missing from my life. I had no idea that I wasn't connecting to my emotions or experiencing this on a day-to-day basis until you put it in front of me. And so being able to serve people in a capacity where they can really identify who and what they want and who and, you know, who they are, especially right now, is going to allow us to then take the things that we find, position them around purpose and meaning, and then align them with that sustainable goal setting that we really want to go into the end of the year with, so that by 2021, baby, we're not even worried about what's next. So stay tuned for that. I just want to make sure that you all know how to stay in touch with me. Like I said, I know it's been a while. So just as a reminder, we are on Instagram at The Reminder Remedy. Our podcast is on all popular channels. So share with everybody you know, tell a friend to tell a friend that there's a new positive psychology-based coaching practice available. We are one of the only positive psychology practitioner-based programs in Atlanta run by a Black woman, which I think is so important because even a lot of this research still has to be put out there with us. And so I'm excited to see how you all embrace this and how it works for us and how we can make it our own unique opportunity to flourish. And so I'm excited about what this can mean for our community to have these type of resources. I am offering free discovery sessions right now. So this is for the people that say, this sounds very intriguing. I'm very interested. It sounds like something that I need, but I really still don't know what that would be like. If you go to thereminderremedy.com, you can book a free discovery session right now, as long as there are spots available. And you essentially get a 30-minute session for free with me to experience exactly what it would be like to be coached. Okay. So thank you for hopping on here. Welcome back to our podcast. Season 3 is going to be filled with a ton of meaty, yummy, funny, life-altering things. My goal is to continue to bring reality with science to figure out how can we use the things that allow us to flourish to actually implement them and apply them to our everyday lives in the most practical way. And I tend to do that, or I am going to attempt to do that in multiple spaces, but this podcast is really the home for it. It's been the home for it. It's where it all started. So thank you for tuning in today. Tune in next Tuesday. We have a special guest, my coach. I'm not going to even tell you her name until I post it on social, but I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of The Reminder Remedy. Be sure to visit us at thereminderremedy.com for all of our latest information on our workshops, our freebies, and how you can stay in touch with us.